keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, May 24, 2023. This is episode number 40. Curry and the Keeper. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Hey, look at you.
Listen, thank you for the much improved work environment here. The wires are gone. Uh-huh. I've got some new headphones that I have to adjust to.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Because, this is a real job now. I'm busy.
The HR came to me. They had some DEI concerns. They felt there was not enough equity between the male and female work environments.
I am the talent.
Yes, you are.
And, you know, I can't work in a ghetto.
In a mess. Ghetto.
In a ghetto.
Really? Ghetto? Ghetto?
Let's
cheers, darling.
We got different glasses this time.
Yes, because we're drinking something different. Well,
yes.
First we sip, then we talk.
We're drinking aloe vera juice.
No, we're not. Ooh. Oh, brings back memories of Saint-Tropez.
Of France.
Club Saint-Cosin, baby.
Saint-Cosin.
Tonight, Curry and the Keeper, number one show on Fountain.
Hello,
number one show on Fountain. Something happened there. How can you be bigger than Podcasting 2.0 and no agenda? How does that happen?
It's the talent.
Must be. Today we are drinking a rosé wine.
Oh, yes.
We have a picture in the show notes, of course, currythekeeper.com. This is a Cuvée Spéciale of Mirval, Côte du Provence.
Ooh.
This was given to us by David.
And Andrea.
Maserano. You want to out them
so
they can, people like go and throw rocks at their house. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, it's called doxing. Well done.
Sorry.
This comes from Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's winery. They bought that in the south of France. It's like 300 acres. He told me the whole story, and I remember some of it.
Brad told you the whole story?
Yes, Brad told me the whole story. I'm sorry, did I drop a name there? I mean, I hang out with Glenn Beck and Brad Pitt. What do you want me to say?
I know.
David told me this.
Oh, okay.
And so when it first launched, they had... Is it bothering you? Is it too loud?
It's weird. The sound is weird in these headphones.
It's all in your head.
Okay.
I think.
It's just weird. It's different.
It's plugged in properly.
I'm sorry. I totally...
plugged in properly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's just getting used to it.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Can you explain the weird?
It sounds like...
Do I sound different?
Like my ears are plugged. That's what it sounds like.
Do I sound different to you?
No, you sound clear to me, but hearing myself, it sounds...
No,
okay.
No. It's all mental. So, back to
okay.
I can give you
back
the
wine.
I can give you the other janky headphones if you want it. If it makes
fine.
You more comfortable,
I will deal with these conditions.
Don't use the F word.
Oh, it's fine.
Is it okay? I mean,
it'll do for the show.
Okay, because I can plug the other ones in. You can use them.
Okay, no, I'm good. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
It's really unprofessional. Just saying, most professional talent would just get on with it. I've done shows with half a leg. I mean, okay. So when they were still married,
yes,
they bought this winery. And of course, all good rosé comes from the Provence. Oh, yes. I think you can't even call it rosé probably if it's not from the Provence.
Oh.
Like champagne.
Champagne.
You can't call it champagne if it's not from the Champagne region.
Oh.
So when they made this, I think it came out like $40 or $50 a bottle.
Oh.
And then they got divorced and she sold the whole place and now it's 25.
Oh, okay. We're going to go through that bottle pretty quickly. Here, you can put it over here.
Yeah, it's not big. That's kind of cool. But I like the taste.
Yeah.
Is it refreshing for a nice May evening?
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of France.
Yes.
We went to France because we drank a lot of rosé.
In the Provence.
In Provence, yes. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Babe,
wow. I'm telling you, this is a job. This is a job.
Okay. All right. Where would you like to start since so much is about me this week?
A couple things.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
First of all, hello, Cork Soakers.
Oh, yes. Hello, Cork Soakers. And Vineyard Nation.
Yes. We got a lot of Cork Soakers. And, there's some heat around the show.
We do. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I can pull it up right now to let you know where our dashboard is.
You got a dashboard inside stats.
Yes. We had 395 total views of the newsletter, which is a 63% open rate. That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good. And we only have 292 subscribers. So 100 are just peeking, not really participating. It's like,
I don't really want to subscribe to that janky newsletter of theirs, but I'll take a look at it.
But it's short. It's short. And
it's fun.
Yeah.
You got
I try to make it whimsy.
You got fun pictures in there. Well, yeah. That's all it's for. It's only to remind people that we're doing a show, really.
And what we're going to entice them to listen because, you know, what we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
But a couple things. So last week's show, we talked about what our round table, so the sommeliers, what it was going to be named.
And can I make a general comment?
Yeah.
When you say sommelier, it sounds sommelier. Like you're saying salmonier.
Salmonier.
Sommelier.
Salmonier.
Okay. If you say salmonier, I'm good with that. Salmonier. All right.
That from could now be on, show title. Salmonier.
Salmonier, yeah. I love it. I love it.
So we had a couple of suggestions come in. Somebody said with the charcuterie board, but overwhelmingly, sommeliers. Am I saying that right? Sommeliers.
Sommelier. Let's just keep it at sommelier.
Sommelier.
Leanne Webb actually, it was one of the many people who sent in a note saying, since you don't have a round table for Curry and the Keeper, how about a charcuterie board? Which, the more I think about it, the idea of a charcuterie board, you know, because it's the board of directors, that has something?
No.
Okay. Leanne, sorry, Leanne. Denied. It's what have we settled on?
The tasting room.
And was I a part of this vote or was that happening when I was at Glenbeck?
No, I thought of it. I came out of the bathroom and I said, I have it. Tasting room. And so many people had sent me the same thing.
That is such an interesting placement.
In the bathroom? Yeah.
I came out of the bathroom.
You know, you do some of your best work in the shower.
I do.
You do.
I do. But I do actually.
My brain starts going too all the time.
Okay.
And so, so now it's the tasting room. And who is going to be the first one?
The first sommelier.
Sommelier. In the tasting room. So,
well, no one's there yet.
Should they have their own names? I think they need to have their own names too.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
It should be Monsieur or Madame.
Oh, Monsieur or Madame.
Monsieur Sommelier.
Monsieur.
Sommelier.
All these French words. Come on.
I know. And neither of us really speak any French.
No. So, so we have settled on the tasting room.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it a lot.
And then I also, you know, I did a little impromptu, not suggestion, but I wanted to know what people thought in terms of the sippy cups or the stems.
Oh, okay. So the idea is if you reach $500 of support for the Curry and Keeper show,
you get two Curry and the Keeper etched glasses.
Yes, glasses.
Yes.
And obviously, since we don't even own sippy cups, and since we've only used stem glasses, since that's what they use in France, where the sommeliers come from, it would only seem logical that we would send these out. But you trying to be practical.
Shipping, since I'm shipping and handling.
I think my authoritative voice loses something when there's snot dripping out of my nose.
Hold on. Sexy, baby. Love it.
I had some work done today, okay?
Something happened. I know. We'll get into that. Okay, so I looked at comments that came through Instagram.
No, but you spiked it. You said, like, do you want what I want, which is sippy cups? Or do you want what the producer wants, breakable, crushable pieces of crap stems?
I said elegant, but breakage may occur.
It's, you could also work smarter instead of harder and have and have them drop shipped by some company. You know, we don't necessarily have to have them all delivered here and then send them out one by one. You can work it out with a company where they'll send them out, I think.
I have not gotten that far.
Okay.
But
all right.
I'm happy to report sippy cups are in the lead. Ring the bell. Because somebody brought up a good point. They said they are great juice glasses in case you don't drink wine. I'm like,
No, if you don't drink wine, you can't listen to this podcast.
No.
Surely we all know this.
People can drink juice, aloe vera juice.
Yeah. Floaty sap. I got
floaty
it.
Floaty juice. So sippy cups so far are...
Look, ultimately, why don't you just do what you want to do? Because we all know how this ends.
Yes, you want me, you happy wife, happy life.
That's right. It's really not worth it to me. Baby, sippy cups it is. But I will call them sippy cups. I will not say a Curry and the Keeper etched wine glass. I'll say it's one of Tina's sippy cups. That's how it's going down, people. Can we get it with a lid and a little lip on it? A sippy cup with a lid.
Oh, you know what? They do have them.
I bet they
They're
do.
Like insulated.
I bet they do.
We could. We have them.
Okay.
Okay. So.
So you took all the class out of the show. What's next? No, we. Classless. Seriously.
They're going to be beautiful. You think I'm going to order junk?
You know what it is? In France, we think you're stupid American with your sippy cup. It is so shit, man. Merde. Merde cup.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah. Oh, this is just to get the you to sing that song again.
Oh.
Voulez-vous carnage à Vishna?
Are you okay over there?
No.
You need a break?
No.
Your nose running?
Baby, I need a lot of breaks, but no, this is not it. Yeah.
So. What do you got on your list?
Oh, man. Well, so much has happened. First of all, today I got kind of duped.
Yes, you did.
I had an appointment with Sir Dr. Captain Maverick.
Yes.
And this was, I wasn't quite sure. He's like, yeah, we're going to take an impression, you know, do a little thing, do a little dance, you know, it'll be good. And as first of all, on the way there, oh, Jimmy Pruitt, pay attention. You'll be proud. On the way there,
oh, yes.
I get pulled over for speeding on I-10.
Do you hear that, Jimmy? He got pulled over.
I was doing 83 in the 75.
Mr. Grandpa driver who waves all the women in pulled over.
And I have to tell you, you go from, 87 and you turn on to I-10 after Comfort.
So you just got on?
I just got on and I was literally thinking about you saying, well, Jimmy was driving 91 on the I-10. As I'm like, brr, I put into sport. Brr, 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 brr. I'm in the left lane. You know, and I see the people ahead of me. I'm like, so I have it set for 75. But I'm going brr, 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 to 83. And I see the highway patrol right there. And I'm like, I'm just going to leave it to God. And God went, time for a warning, Curry. And sure enough, he came up right behind me. Lights flashing. I pulled over right away. And, you know, I'm good with cops. And so I put my hands on the steering wheel. They're like that. They just like to see your hands.
Yeah, of course.
And he comes over he comes on the right-hand side because, of course, the traffic.
I'm surprised he didn't stop you for going too slow.
So hilarious. And I said, yeah, I know I was doing 83.
You said that? I know, yeah, I was doing 83.
Yeah. I
admit your guilt.
Truth.
You're like, here, handcuff me.
Transparently transcends.
Yes.
And indeed, he came back and said, I'm just going to give you a warning. Where are you going to?
Oh.
I said, I'm going to my periodontist. I didn't want to be late. He said, showed me, didn't you? And he's like, okay, have a nice day. You know, slow down.
He didn't say, oh my God, you're Adam Curry?
No.
Oh.
No. No. He was playing it cool. He knew who I was. He was just trying to. Trying to be cool.
You didn't hand him an autographed picture?
See you on Joe Rogan, man.
You just said, hey, I was on Glenn Beck yesterday.
Yeah.
You okay there?
No.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. It's the sippy cup thing. I'm so upset. Sorry.
Oh, so yeah, I was surprised to hear that. So anyway, so you finally got to Bernie. So you got to your appointment.
Actually, I got there at one past 11, so that was good. And then Katie's leaving. She leaves next week.
Yes.
Mitch is very sad. Because
Adam's on a first name basis with everybody here because that's his second home.
Yeah. It is kind of.
It really is.
I've paid for it like a second
home.
Well,
and I was thinking about this. I'm like, boy, you and Mitch are like kind of close. You know, like he's in your face, in your mouth, like you're friends and you're.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're making it very weird now for no reason at all. Because this is not how I think. I don't think he's thinking that way. Katie's leaving because she's going to become her own dentist.
Yes, she's going to dental school, right?
Mm-hmm. And
I met her.
The blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her surgical outfit on. I'm like, I don't like this. Mm. She says, no. And we go into a different room.
Oh.
A room where there's like drills and lathes.
Oh.
And, you know, spinning things. And Mitch, he's got like workshop glasses on. Okay.
You're thinking it was just a checkup?
He was just going to take some impressions, but I didn't know that meant A, taking out the sutures, which have been in the top, the front, top mm-hmm. and bottom, mm-hmm. which is Al, mm-hmm. because, you know, because he's cutting him and he's, you know, of course, what these guys do. They're like, pinch you in the arm and then hurt you, yes. like to distract you, yeah. or like pinch over in this cheek and like, but now I know it.
Oh.
It's like, you're not gonna, so I'm ready for every move.
Your pain tolerance is impressive. It really is.
I'm good to go. I just want to do it.
Yeah,
I just
want to get it over. Done, yeah.
But he said, I'm going to numb you up in the top because you're going to need that. I'm like, I didn't need to hear that. But what it was so cool because, so I have these 8 implants and they have, apparently, I didn't know this, they have little screw tops on them. Mm-hmm. Basically, like if you don't have, like an IKEA thing, you know, where if there's a hole where there's supposed to be a screw, you put a little plastic thing in there. Mm-hmm. So he unscrews those, which of course is still kind of in the gum and in the bone. And that didn't hurt, but it was the weirdest feeling. It's like you're a car and someone's taking lug nuts off you. Like, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Will he give you the little screwdriver in case you need to adjust? What are those little, wrenches?
Yeah. Allen
it like
wrench.
That? It's totally, an Allen wrench?
Yeah. He shows me his drills. It's like we have here at home.
Really?
Literally. Black and Decker, everything on it. You'd be surprised.
Are you serious? It doesn't say Black and Decker.
No, but okay. It's very, very okay. similar. And so that's okay. So he takes all of these off. So, you know, I'm numbed up. So the front, it doesn't really hurt. The bottom ones, though, he's like, oh, this is doing really, first of all, everything's great. Everything looks great. The bone is great. And he starts to unscrew those. And I'm like,
It hurt? Did it hurt?
It was like a pressure hurt.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And he said, oh, man, should I numb you up? I said, no.
Look at you.
Just do it. I don't want to wait any longer in this chair of yours.
You're so
do it.
Strong.
Yeah, I am. I'm so brave. but then he puts in like this, the posts that without a tooth on it, because he has to take an impression with those in my mouth. So I literally have these posts, just metal. I can feel them like jaws, you know. It's like if you put your hand in my mouth and I clamp down, you'd have holes in your finger.
Oh, man.
But he screwed those in.
All the way up into your bone?
Yeah. I mean, until they were tight.
And they didn't hurt.
Until they were tight. It's like you can feel them tightening. It's like, oh, yeah, a little more. It's not tight enough. What? Yeah. And then he does the impression, which is another whole thing because, you know, like I won't go through. Not everyone can handle the hearing this. But anyway, by the time I was done, I was a little sore.
Yes, you texted me. You're like, that was a little more than I anticipated.
Yeah, it was a little more than I expected. Yeah. But I'm really excited because now I'll get 3 bridges for the left, for the front, and the bottom, and those will be actually they won't be, you know, like don't go crunching popcorn kernels, but
you have more teeth to chew with.
I can't
because you're like dealing with a lot of gumming in there.
Yeah, on the left. Yeah, but so there will still be bridges, but they'll be attached to the actual implants. And these are training teeth. And so these will be used over the course of 2 or 3 months. They will be ratcheted up slowly every single time.
So that your
to go
gum-
further into the gum. So you don't have just like this fake gum look. Like,
yeah.
You know, boom, boom. There's your teeth and there's your gum line.
Yeah.
So it really now is the plastic surgery, basically.
So then you get rid of these teeth and then so then you get the new ones and then the gum line develops around them. And then they put the other ones in?
Yeah, which will all be single teeth. So it won't be a bridge, it'll be single teeth.
Okay.
It's really cool. I mean, it's like mechanics. I mean, what did Mitch say? Yeah, people call them the mechanics of the mouth, basically.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You're almost there, babe.
Yeah,
almost
there. A couple more months. Couple more.
But I mean, your appetite is back. You're back in your 33s. Yes,
that's
you are.
Only because the 32s are in the wash. No. Yes. The 32, 36s are in the wash. I only have a 32, 34, which is too short for my boots. I can wear the 32s. No problema. No problema. So good.
So yes, the newsletter.
That was my day.
Yeah.
That was my day today.
We were doing really well. I'm very, very proud of you.
I could not do it without you, my dear. Your support.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I try.
Uh-huh. You allow me to deal with, you know, to
whine.
Complain.
Like, oh, I know.
I gotta go.
I gotta go clean my teeth.
Clean my teeth.
I gotta go get the salad out of my mouth.
Look, here's a piece of some rubber that I had.
You have not let me see you without your teeth in, though.
Are you kidding me? Never. You You'll never see me without my teeth. It is the worst look. And I don't think you, I've seen it. I can't unsee it. So I'd hate for you to not be able to unsee that look. It's bad. Just remember, hi, how do I look?
Ding, ding. There's a little star coming off your teeth. Yeah, ding, ding. No, so I'm referencing our newsletter, which was, it was a 5-bottle week last week.
Yes.
Which meant we consumed a lot of wine.
We did. How did that happen?
Well, we had our anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, last Friday was our four-year anniversary.
After our eighth meet-iversary.
Yes.
We had our fourth anniversary, feels like almost, four is just not enough. It feels like it's so much more important.
It feels like the first time.
Oh, man, don't do that. Just please don't.
We were talking about, I know I'm a terrible singer. We were talking about that. We were talking, I have it on my list here.
Feels like the first time. Meanwhile, Lou Graham from Foreigner is like rolling over.
I have on here too, Professing Our Love, Adam's reminder of a Foreigner song. I have that on my list. Professing Your Love, Adams, reminds you of a Foreigner song. And I don't remember which song that was.
I want to know what love is.
Oh.
I want to know what love is.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you came in with Feels Like the First Time. And that ruined my whole vibe again.
Last week, the 5-bottle week, we drank a bottle on the show. Then we went to our dinner at Vaudeville on Friday, which was, we'll talk about it in a second. It was lovely. So we started with
lovely. There's the word du jour. Lovely. Yes.
It was. It was so, they did such a fantastic job.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah. you and Richard did an amazing job. You really did, babe. Thank you so much. It was so sweet.
It was.
And I got two cards.
You did
too.
I did have two cards
you
for
did.
You.
You did. You're trying to usurp me.
I did.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I had one card that was, the lovey-dovey, beautiful wife card. And then I had one that was, I think it was
funny.
4 years. Thanks. And you haven't killed me. Thanks for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on. You deserve that card too.
My card though has words of sentiment in it.
It does.
Yes.
Yes. And you immediately took it from me and you put it on display.
I know, but
it's like, yeah.
I will give it back to you.
Yeah.
I will.
I have every single card and note you've given to me.
Aww.
I mean, when you still gave me notes.
I know. I used to give you notes all the time.
When you would leave, you would give me a note. No, it's all over.
Now it's like
4 years.
See, I do bring you a glass of wine usually in every time after the show.
Yeah. When you listen to the show. Yeah.
Are you saying I'm lacking now as a wife?
No.
After four years?
I understand.
Well, we've lived together for 6 years, so it's been pretty good, though, don't you think?
I think it's been
good. Yeah, I think it's been pretty great.
I love living with you.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you trained. You're good.
I would say we have a pretty good balance.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
And we do things just, I mean, you it's always funny how you always cook, but I seem to be cooking.
Yeah, you cooked the other day. You did a good job.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you want to have ribeyes? Of course, we have a freezer full.
I'm like, they're on the counter. Cook them up.
Yeah, and then, but then it turns out I'm making the rice, I'm making the salad, and, basically I made dinner.
I know you did. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And that was good. I wanted to mention that.
Yes.
Because we had this, we had a beef pickup where people came here to get the K&C cattle beef. Mm-hmm. We had two people. I don't know if there were complaints, but comments about the beef being tough, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to Slim. I said, hey, ma'am.
Oh, did you tell him?
Of course.
Good.
He said, hold on a second. How did they prepare it? I said, I really don't know. Was it low and slow? Was it the way your grandmother used to cook beef? I said, probably not. He said,
I know one was in a crock pot.
Yeah. Well, okay. How long in the crock pot?
I don't know. I'd have to ask.
Well, his point was, this is not, beef from HEB that is just a bunch of fat rammed in there that'll just, always cook and sputter and it'll be nice and soft and who knows what you have. This is like your grandma's beef.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you have to treat this differently. And he said, and this is exactly why we need to have a seminar for the next time.
We'll
do, he would like to do a cattleman's feast.
Okay.
So where we can invite basically as many people as we want. They'll have to pay something to for the beef, but then they do a seminar, and you know, Caveman, the chef Caveman, will come, and Slim will talk. And I also said, you know, I think people are forgetting the whole point of buying this beef, as opposed to, you know, any other beef box or something at HEB, is two reasons. One, you're getting the healthiest animal protein possible, and two, if you don't support your local rancher, it will go away. It's on the brink of this is serious business.
And then you're stuck with HEB, where they inject color into the
color
beef.
Color is to from make Argentina. Mm-hmm. They pretend it's from Texas. It's not.
All I know is that.
And China will take our beef, you know, and pay caviar prices for it. That's already happening. Yeah. So it goes beyond just, you know, just a difference in quality. It goes far beyond. This is survival for state and for our country.
Well, we're going to make things happen here for sure.
I'd like to. Yeah. But I said, you know, I'm going to talk to Tina about this for your website, because I don't hear enough fear. I don't mean it like that, but people need to know this is serious.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't support the ranchers, ranchers are just going to go away, and you're going to get meat from cell cultures.
Well, you have to give.
I hate to say it, but
or 3D printers.
Yes.
Yeah.
3D printed meat. Absolutely. It's going to happen.
I understand what you're saying. And yes, I think education is the key.
That's the point.
But we had that Bavette, and it was not,
not
as good as the first Bavette we had.
But also,
and you know, it was different cow.
Did it marinate the same? You know, did we have it out? I mean, there's a bunch of things I don't think I'm doing properly either.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we still love them.
Oh no, of course. So. But I just wanted to say that it's important that we, you know, that we help everybody understand that. And he said, you know, July, August is any time we can do that. We can do that. We can set it up. They'll come out. They'll come out to the church. They'll set it all up.
Okay.
I already cleared that with Pastor Jimmy.
Okay.
So we could do that.
We'll see what we can do.
It'll be great.
Okay.
And when you learn from these guys, it's really phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree. But getting back to our anniversary, we didn't have beef.
I'm sorry, I went on
a tangent.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, calm down, dude.
All right, we were married 4 years. Okay, all right. I set it all up, of course, as usual. Didn't have to. There's one thing you didn't have to worry about that week.
I really love that, though. I love that you set it all up, and it was absolutely lovely.
Well, all props to Richard and Dylan,
yes,
of course.
And we came to we went to Vaudeville, which is right downtown on Main Street in Fredericksburg. Lovely restaurant and just delicious food. And we got to the table and there was the champagne waiting. We had a small bottle of champagne and there were red roses on the table.
Yep.
We had a personalized menu of choices.
Yes, very cool.
It was so cool. I enjoyed it so much.
And then we had, we started with caviar, their own Kaluga.
Yes.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yes.
Told an interesting story about that. It's like, it's somewhere in the, I forget which body of water between China and Russia, and they don't kill the sturgeons. They take the eggs out and then they put
the
sturgeon
back up.
They sew back
up. It's like they give them a C-section.
Pretty much, yeah.
C-section. We're taking your eggs. Yeah, and
pretty much.
Swim away.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, and we haven't had caviar in years, so that was. Love caviar too.
Last time was
in the airport,
JFK
in New York.
Airport.
Yes,
you're right.
In New York.
Which, by the way, international terminal, they do have a caviar bar, which is not
good.
Bad. But that was. Six years ago.
Oh gosh,
maybe?
It was a while ago. Yeah, I think when we first went to Europe.
Good times. Remember that when I was courting you and we had champagne and caviar?
I know.
Yeah.
We used to wake up and drink champagne on Saturday mornings.
And then what happened?
We got old.
No.
I got fat.
That's it.
I got fat.
You think you got fat. I'm getting fat. No more champagne. Okay.
As you're staying in your 32s.
That's right. No problem.
So it was, it was so.
Then we had lamb.
So nice. We had the salmon tartare.
The salmon tartare.
And then we had lamb. The lamb and then the chocolate.
And some fantastic cab. What was the cab? Do you remember
Hess,
what it was?
It was named
Hess. Yeah, it was Hess.
Yeah.
Hess,
so that was
good.
Our second bottle of the week.
That's correct.
Yes.
Right.
But I remember when we first started dating. And we went to Chicago. No, our very first picture you let me post, because you would not let me post any pictures because you still were dating other women and you did not want them to know about
me. That's your story. I never said that.
That is the truth.
Well, it was an international thing. You know, Instagram can be seen all over the world. So I want to.
He's like, I can't show the world yet that I'm dating this girl because it cannot look like I've been locked down.
Never said that. There's no evidence that this is true.
So our very first picture was after we went to Dallas.
Ah, that's for the when I picked
podcast,
up an award.
Yes,
and I picked up a podcast
in the airport,
award.
We took a picture and you said, okay, you can post a picture. Yeah. We had been dating for nearly 4 months.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Probably exclusively for about 2.5 months. Yeah.
Weeks.
What? You would.
Excuse me. Excuse
yes.
me.
Yes.
You were dating Stink Martin.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were. You were dating other people.
It was on the tail end before. When I started dating you, I wasn't, well, just one other person. Just for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Just a little
you
overlap.
You were dating like 7, 8 women across the United States.
The world.
You had one.
The world.
A world. Sorry.
6 women and one date from the app.
Oh,
that?
Yeah. The Tinder date.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
That was so
the woman
stupid.
That keeps getting shorter every time you tell the story.
She was only 3'8".
No.
It was the worst date ever. It was so obvious the algo mismatched us, or she just lied. I don't know what was going on with that.
I'm just going on the record. I know I've said this before. I've never had to use a dating app. Just saying.
It was because my daughter made me do it.
I would love to see what pictures were featured on your app.
She actually had a picture of me with like other women, like with her and some other people, like other women around me. I can't remember what picture. She said, no. This is good. You want it? And like that.
I would love to see that.
I destroyed the profile after that first date. Like, this is the lamest thing I've ever done in my life. No.
Yeah. Adam Curry having to use a dating app.
I didn't have to use a dating app. There's no half in there.
So you wouldn't let me post a lot of pictures. So once we post that one picture and we were in Chicago.
I just said, no.
Yes, you did. You said not too many pictures. Okay. And I didn't know that the Holland rags would take the pictures and use them.
Well, of course, that was kind of cool. So I remember when I first put a ring on your finger, they took that picture.
So this is what was so interesting. So, you know, 8 years ago when we first started dating, you were like, no, not too many pictures. Now we take this goofy picture at vaudeville.
Oh, yeah,
where you're like
more drunk pictures, please. That's hilarious.
And you're like, go ahead, post them.
Post them all. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. So that, no, it was wonderful. Our night was wonderful. Oh my gosh, you getting sick?
No, I don't know what it is. I think it's literally because of the pressure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's up in my sinuses, literally pushing up in the sinuses, which are already jacked up a bit. You know,
yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Literally jacked up.
Literally 3 millimeters.
Yes. So that was.
So now we've been married. We've been together 8 years. Been together 8 years.
Lived together 6.
And Tina comes out of the bedroom last night and she says, you know, we really have to have some sausages. It threw me for a loop. You came out of the bedroom. You know, we have to have some sausages tomorrow morning. I'm like, I did not expect you to say that. That was the weirdest thing.
I was thinking about breakfast.
I knew
of
course you were.
Out of bacon. Yeah. It's so funny because I go, we really need to have.
Yeah. Sausage.
And you
patties.
Thought I was going to say
sex. Yes. And I'm like, Scooby-Doo.
And then you're like, wah, wah.
But it was exactly the way you might have said that.
Yeah,
you
probably.
Know, except, you know, you just, the S went into sausages, which sausages. Is just a weird, weird thing.
I know. Isn't that strange where you think the conversation's going to go one way and then
oh,
it goes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So getting back to the 5 bottles. So then by Friday night, we were 2.5 bottles in.
You're and still so, counting bottles.
And so then Saturday, we have Andrea and David over for dinner. And we started with a bottle of Veuve champagne, and then we worked our way through 3 bottles of wine.
Well, we had, though, what was super is we had for dinner, we had the Verite 2010.
Oh, yes, from Dame Dainey.
We've been saving that.
Yes. Oh, it was so good, too.
Oh, man.
It was a 2010. Yeah.
And I wore half of it on my shirt, I guess, because when I popped the cork. You saw the residue was on my shirt, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was thick. Mm-hmm. Thick. But it was... Very tasty. I enjoyed that. It was a great wine.
Yeah.
And we had that with the Bavette. Mm-hmm. They're nice. They're very funny. Oh,
they're a lot of fun. And we met them through church. So
yes. Yeah.
Yes. We had lots of fun, but yeah. It was
Another bottle, which I was not even going to serve. I'm like, you're all done with the wine. You brought the third bottle out.
I did because Andrea asked for another glass of wine. I'm going to open the bottle of wine. And so
then, which one was that? Giordio, I think it was.
I think so.
Giordino or something. I don't remember
what it
was.
Three bottles of red. But oh my gosh, okay. I wake up
and two bottles of red and the champagne.
No, we went through three bottles of red.
What?
Yes.
And the champagne?
And a champagne. Yes, we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad the next time.
I know, you know, but I wake up, I'm so dehydrated.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good feeling for me. But I did get up early and go to the early service.
Yes, you did.
I did.
But that was only because you had to.
Yeah.
I had to help. Because you had to help Annette.
So, yes. Oh, and I do want to mention that one out of three daughters wished us happy anniversary. The other two?
Completely MIA.
Not a peep.
What is up with that?
Elise was the only one.
The one we least expect to do that.
And she was like, happy anniversary. I love you both so much. And the other two?
No.
Nothing.
Crickets.
They were there.
I don't know.
Anyway.
But you don't know how they think it's weird. I don't know. I can't speak on their behalf.
I don't either.
I love them anyway.
Yeah. So big news. So big news.
Big news.
You flew to Dallas yesterday.
Yes. To the Glenn Beck show.
Before you get into that though, mm-hmm. you were grilling out and I was asking you about the weather and what did you say to me? The pilot speak. I go, how's the weather? And you're like,
six square miles broken 2,500.
Yes. He says that to me. Six square miles broken 2,500. How's the weather going to be? Six square miles broken 2,500. I go, what? Like, you think I'm really going to understand that?
I actually said, it's going to be great. It's going to be six square miles broken 2,500.
You're just showing off.
No, I'm not showing off. That's exactly what it is. That means you'll be able to see for 6 miles. That's your visibility. No, and the clouds will be at 2,500 feet broken.
Is that the point? The point is that did you think that I would understand exactly what you're saying?
Look, you've flown with me. You've seen a crash.
You've
been through horrible turbulence.
I've seen a crash.
I'm sorry. I'm getting all nervous.
I guess.
You're a professional. Oh, this is a mess.
Oh, my goodness. Give me that.
This is a professional. You're a professional traveler. You know what's going on. But I thought that's what you meant. Wow, I didn't mean to.
Oh.
Come in to the dungeon. Holy crap, wow. I really did a number.
Good thing
there,
it wasn't wine,
I?
It was just water.
Yeah. I guess the phone caught on it or something.
I don't know.
It's all right.
Got a little tragedy here. Anyway, you and your pilot speak, and I'm thinking.
Well, I thought you were curious about what the weather was going to be like for our flying.
Why couldn't you say, it's going to be clear, it'll be great? No, it's six 2,500.
Broken 20. Okay, learn now. Learn. You learned something from me, all right?
Tell us about your day.
Wow. So, Glenn Beck show, I've been there once before, and they asked me to come back on, I didn't really know what was going to happen. You know, what they want to talk about, you know, they're very old school. They have a booker who's also the producer of the segment or of that particular show. Okay. You can put it back, babe. Thank you. You know, and so she had kind of has the relationship. It's not like I'm talking to Glenn beforehand, you know, what we're going to talk about. And I knew that she'd congratulations with your baptism. So I knew that might come up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's in Dallas, so it's quite a trek, you know, and they would gladly pay for me to fly up on Southwest and put me up in a hotel. But that's like, then, you know, now you're doing 3 days.
Right. Yeah.
Do I have something on my chin?
No. I was scratching my chin. I had an itch.
Hair?
My beard. I forgot to shave it today.
And so I thought, you know, why don't I ask Mitch if he wants to come? Because Maverick, my periodontist, I'm sure he'd love it. And surprise, he has a plane, so we can go up and back the same day.
And it was a cool experience for him too, right?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. I thought he'd like it a lot. Oh yeah, no, he was like, he canceled patients. He moved them to August.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So like, their gingivitis is just exasperated.
It's not that big. People's mouths are going to be grotting away. You know, my periodontist.
Hey, but at least the periodontist got to see Glenn Beck. No matter my mouth.
Yeah, so he came in from Bernie, and he picked me up at the airport. You know, our little T-82.
Whatever.
That's the name of our airport. Gillespie Regional is Tango 82.
Okay.
Picked me up at 8:15. Yeah. By the way, he is such a good pilot.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you said.
You can learn a lot from just watching Mitch. That's all I'm doing. So I'm watching, listening. You know, because when you go to Dallas. Is busy.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Because you got, you know, Dallas, Fort Worth, you got Love Field, Addison, where we were landing. And there's a lot of traffic, a lot of aircraft, and you know, they don't want you. You don't want to be that guy that says, "Sorry, what? I didn't understand what you said." Because then all of aviation groans, like, "Oh, listen to that loser."
Yeah.
You know, and also it kind of messes everything up because you delay.
Yeah.
So it's just cool to watch him fly and to listen to everything. So we land at the Millionaire Terminal.
Millionaire
FBO, field-based operator.
Operator.
Very good. And this thing is like Dynasty.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got, you know, chrome and glass and plush carpets.
Well, all the private jets fly in there, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like douchebag heaven.
Do they have great. Like an espresso machine in the...
Why, are you kidding me? They have a person serving espresso the espresso. Oh, no. It's
Did you get one?
No, I did get a water in a metal bottle. They have metal bottled water. No, because they actually vectored us around for about 20 minutes because it was so busy. So we landed.
Vectored you around?
Yeah, that means.
It's flying around up in the sky. Okay, you're just showing off now, Curry.
Yes.
FBO. Whatever.
T-82, Tango 82. Okay, you got it.
Vectored.
We were wheels down at 10.
Whatever.
But you know, we literally land and we're taxiing, and I hit the link for the car, so the car that they had ordered for us would show up. They gave me a link and everything, so it was like smooth, very smooth. Hop in the car, 15 minutes to Beck Studio. Now, I've been there before.
Okay, before you go any further, we have to talk about how I prepped you for the show.
Well, this is actually, I should actually go back because there was a couple of prepping moments. Yes. How did you prep me for the show?
Well,
everybody.
Okay, so I went and reviewed Adam's last interview on the show, which was over a year ago, because I wanted to make sure you didn't wear the same thing.
Wear the same outfit, which is appreciated.
Yes,
appreciated.
And so then, of course, I saw a couple things, like your chair is too low.
Yep.
So I said, make sure when you get in there that you adjust your chair. And you're like, you can't adjust them. I'm like, it's an office chair. You can adjust that. And then I said, don't put your hands through your hair. Adam has a very bad habit of putting hands.
At a certain point,
he likes feeling his locks.
Do you have any comments on what I should say or only about the chair, my hair, anything else?
I said, make sure you have Kleenex in your pocket because you were rubbing your nose the last time. Mm-hmm. And I also said... Stay on point.
Yeah. Just like, you know, actually what you kind of said was, dude, you go so out, far out. It's like, no one understands what you're saying. It's like, you're incoherent. Don't be an idiot. Don't put your hands through your hair. Make sure you don't look like a little boy behind the desk with the chair.
You're representing me.
Don't have a snot nose. Make sure you got your papers in your pocket.
It shows off on me. So we need to make sure you're like tight.
So, I was.
You did a great job.
Well, since I didn't really know what was going to happen, you know, I was a little like, I don't know what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about, you know, Glenn is, I think he's Mormon, but he was Christian.
No,
now he's more. I don't know exactly what, by the way, he promoted the show today. Someone told me.
Oh.
And he said, Adam Curry is my brother from another mother.
Oh my gosh, Adam.
You have to understand when we started, by the way, so I got in first. Like a half hour before we started, and I adjusted the chair.
Yes.
I said, excuse me for a second. I got to adjust the chair.
Because you looked so little last year. I'm like, Adam is taller than Glenn Beck.
A little taller. Yeah, he's about 6'1", I think. Yeah.
You looked like, and you were scrunched. Your shoulders were forward.
Yeah. No, that all changed. That was much better.
Good.
But in the morning, I just, you know, I always wait for scripture to come to me. You know, I like to... I'll read the Jesus calling devotion, you know, that usually has three pieces of scripture in there. Maybe there's something in one of my apps.
That was a gift from Peggy. Mm-hmm. Will you read it every day?
And I do. Mm-hmm. And what came to me was Ephesians 6, 14 to 20. Mm-hmm. And this is, I'll just do it quickly. You gird your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So it's basically putting on the armor,
yes,
the body of the armor of God. And so, you know, Jimmy is very motivational. Pastor Jimmy, livingupinadownworld.com, everybody, go check out that show.
Yeah, I got a few things to say about that later, but go ahead.
You know, by the way, that pastor, he's carrying a piece under that jacket. You don't mess with that pastor.
But also, yeah, I don't know where you're transitioning over to Pastor Jimmy, but I prayed for you before you left.
Of course
I prayed
you did.
Over
what
you.
What did you say?
I asked for God to protect your travels as you and Mitch went to Dallas, and then to give you the words and the wisdom, because he's using you to educate people and to calm people. And
yes.
Yeah.
So Jimmy sends me 2 Corinthians 10.
That morning,
which is, I'm pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent and bold towards you. And it goes on a little bit further, but the point is, casting down arguments in every hide that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And then he throws out Ephesians 10 to 13, which is right before the 14 to 20 that I had read. And that is where it actually says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's the prelude to what I just read.
So that was the coincidences you were talking about?
I said to Pastor Jim, I texted, what a coincidence. And he says, there's no coincidences in the kingdom.
Nice.
So I felt pretty good. You prayed over me. All that happened. We go up.
And all your Mercy Me friends, your Mercy Me bros.
Well, Jimmy Spike in the Mercy Me chat. He's like, pray for Adam, 11:30. Like, okay. Then we get so up cool. there. And of course, you know, so this is a huge thing. GB, as he's known, GB.
They call him GB.
Oh, GB.
Glenn Beck.
He has, he bought a 1934 Bentley Roadster, one of the two that competed in the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Complete, I mean, like, this is like a Jay Leno type beautiful car.
It's in the museum?
It's right in the hallway of the studios.
This car?
Yeah. And so she's like, wow, it's cool. And you know, there's some things have changed. And then we're sitting in the dressing room, and in comes Ryan, who's one of, he's, hey, man, I'm Ryan, one of the writers for Glenn, to GB. I just want to tell you, it was so cool what you did on Rogan. Aww. I love so much how you professed your faith, and it was mind blowing. And he had all these books, and he wanted, you know, I said, you know, I want you to, these are books, take a picture. And actually gave me one to read, take home. And it was really, it was surprising. That's not the kind of thing that typically happens when you're going on a show. It's like someone comes in and says that. And then another person came in, he said, hey man, love what you did on Rogan, was so cool about your faith, and I'd love to have you on Chad Prather's show.
I think it's Prather, P-R-A-T-H-E-R.
So love you have it on his, he's also on The Blaze, on his podcast. It was just, there was, and you know, and by the way, you know, Mitch, who's Catholic, you know, so we're all, everyone's talking like scripture and God and faith in the dressing room.
Wow.
And then I go on the set, and Glenn, he starts off with, congratulations, what you did on Rogan was so cool. We talked for 30 minutes about faith on this podcast, just to start off with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I brought up all the, I threw out some Jimmyisms that were off the hook.
You didn't use connection as protection.
I didn't use that, but like leaky buckets. I got leaky buckets dripping everywhere. I got, the whole armor of God. Glenn and I are quoting this together. You know, like the shield of faith, all this. Actually, I think I name checked him.
Oh, you did? You said you did?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't really remember all the stuff.
Because you covered a lot, right?
Yeah, I covered a lot of stuff. So I felt really good about it. But at the same time, there's so much happening to me.
I know.
And I told you last night, I'm not afraid, but it's scary because I have no control. This is just happening. I'm letting it go. I'm being used. He's working through me. It feels right. It's the right thing to do.
What are you afraid of?
I didn't say I was afraid. I said it's scary.
It's scary.
I'm not afraid. It's like, I know the roller coaster is going to be okay, but you're still like, That's kind of.
You were very lovey last night too. You kept telling me, Tina Marie, I love you so much. Tina Marie, I'm so glad we're on this journey together. Yeah.
Don't get used to it.
Whatever, yes, dude.
No, that's exactly right. Because when I was walking Phoebe, that's when it all started to hit me. I was walking around 9 in the evening. It's like, wow, just what happened today? And I was kind of reviewing, you know, and I'm talking to the Lord, like, thank you. This was a great experience. And all I could think of was how I need to tell you this and how I feel because we share this together. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that's, yeah. So that's why I was all lovey-dovey.
I love that story.
And then we laughed our ass off for about an hour in bed listening to watching some stupid videos.
Oh, we were on Miley Cyrus. Reels, yeah.
Miley Cyrus. That's a great
and
meme.
And her vocal man. Fry. We were definitely laughing about that. No, I'm so glad that it turned out to be a great experience for you. I think so.
It'll be on the Blaze tomorrow, Thursday. And on all YouTube and podcasts on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So I'll definitely tweet it out.
But you know, Glenn even said, let's not wait another year. Come back sooner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he learns a lot from you. And it's good that you don't necessarily agree eye to eye on things because you learn from each other then.
Yeah. He brought up the moon. I'm like, and he went, oh, don't tell me you're a denier. I said, well, and we kind of decided we'd go around that topic, which was good, I think.
Yeah. But going back to Living Up in a Down World, we were listening to, we highly recommend that you listen to that podcast. It is
we don't highly recommend. You cannot listen to Curry and the Keeper without, they're like companions of each other.
Yes.
You kind of have to listen to both. It is a bit of a required combo.
Yes. It was it's so good. And I love how, I'm a storyteller, so I love how they tell stories and they weave in scripture and faith and you just learn from it. But we did crack up though about Pastor Jimmy. He's going to dress up now.
Yeah.
He's going to dress up. Although he always looks nice.
I wonder what brought this on, this jackets and stuff.
Yeah. I have no idea, but he's dressing up and he said, because he wants to hide his peace.
Yeah. My peace. I can wear my peace now. I think even Annette was like,
But then he was saying the church is covered, which I'm telling you, I'm very grateful for because there are some crazy people out there that there are enough people in there that would protect us if something would happen. Yeah, he said, we have to be careful with the crossfire.
No, there's nothing to worry about.
So, you know, I volunteer there every Tuesday.
Yes.
I go in and while they're doing their staff meeting, I just sit there in case anybody walks in or if there's the phone rings and
someone needs emergency prayers.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm on it.
Call Tina, everybody. Tuesdays, Fredericksburg Church.
Need emergency Church. Prayers in there. You need somebody to talk to? Call me.
Call,
I'm there.
Call Tina.
But
1-900.
Call Tina.
Call Tina.
So afterwards, Annette had come up to me and she said, "Hey, how do we get Glenn back on the television? They wanted to play it.
Oh, they thought it was happening
the staff
live.
Meeting. Oh. And I said, "Oh, I don't think that it's live." And I said, because I remember that he does the bumpers.
Right.
So then Jimmy had asked me, he's like, well, that you were on video. And he says, well, is Adam kind of concerned with his Tourette's? And I said, I think that he's aware of it, but I think he's pretty much got it managed. And so then he said, you know, when I first met Adam and I went out with him and I saw him with his Tourette's, he goes, I thought he was just really wholeheartedly agreeing with me.
Like, yes, really? Yes. Yeah. I believe you. I believe you. It's
like
okay.
I'm twitching. I believe you.
Well, so that was, I forgot to mention this. So Chad Prather.
Yes.
So he has he's a comedian, a former ball player.
You were on his podcast after you talked
to
Glenn.
Me, like, mm-hmm. And, you know, this is more like a Rogan type thing. You got the mics. He has tequila. He's got his own little set. And he's got
you have tequila?
Of course. Of course. Just a glass. You know,
okay. Nice.
It's for the show. And Mitch right away went, oh, Mitch knows everything about tequila.
Oh, he does.
He knows who owns it and knows all this stuff. Yeah,
Hook us up, Mitch. Oh, Maverick. Come on.
And so
do a tequila show.
Okay. So back to me. So this, I think he's an ex-ball player, but he's a comedian, but he's also a Christian. And then, so we're talking, and it was only supposed to be about 15 minutes about podcasting, whatever. But, you know, we're chatting, you know me, it's like, I don't care. I'll talk. I'll keep talking. Yeah. And then he says, so I just want to talk about something that I learned about you, that you have Tourette's. He says, because I have it too. I said, brother, I have not seen any ticks from you. I said, no, I have like weird, like all of a sudden it'll just happen. I can't control it. And we talked for like 20 minutes about Tourette's. It was phenomenal. It was like, wow. And I could see a little bit. And then, of course, now I'm really paying attention.
Yeah.
But it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And
were you worried about that? Because you were on camera.
I've given up on that. Yeah, I'm aware of it. I mean, I'm actually, I can control it when I'm not talking. It's when I'm talking when I can't control it.
I barely notice it. I was telling Jimmy that the only time I notice it is if I need to walk into the studio and give you something and your eyes are closed and you're like, you're spazzing out.
Well, I'll be talking and spazzing out, right?
You're spazzing out. Your eyes are really blinking.
Yeah.
Your eyes are, you're like blinky blink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
anyway,
it's
but he thought that you were like really agreeing with him when you were like,
I was Jimmy spazzing out is all Tourette's people love hearing their spaz out.
My word, not his.
Unfortunately, I don't have the cool stuff where I just yell expletives like bomb in the airplane and stuff. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's who I am. It's been with me since I was 7 years old and it was much worse. It's much better now.
I don't even notice.
It defined who I am.
It does not define who
you
are.
And look at this hot wife I got despite. I'm actually a hero of the tickers. Hero of the tickers. Wow, look what that guy can get. If he can do it, I can do it.
Snazzy.
But actually, it's talking about it makes it so much better.
I know. That's because, yes, I remember when we were dating and I had a big old zit on my face and you pointed right at the zit and you go, what is that? I'm like, thanks. I try to cover it up with concealer. good times.
Anyway.
All right.
And then we flew back. And of course, after I've been boasting about my little light phone to everybody.
Oh, yes.
All day. Like, what's that? It was my light phone.
Look at my light phone.
I bought a lifestyle with my light phone. I leave it in the car.
You leave it in the Uber.
In the Uber.
Which reminds me of your Yellow Rose days back in Austin.
And so unhelpful. So you're like, because you're texting me because I had, luckily I could text on the other phone with the Wi-Fi, like, just like the Yellow Rose. I was a little stressed. I did not need that.
You go, I'm panicked. I'm like, just like the Yellow Rose.
Yeah, see, you just, that was unhelpful.
The backstory on that is
unhelpful.
This is before Adam and I met.
You're going to tell them the backstory?
I'm going to tell them the backstory. They have to know. So before we were actually dating, we were probably texting. I'm not sure. We're texting, but we hadn't actually got on a date. And Adam, a friend of his, your old chiropractor, took you to the Yellow Rose, which is a strip joint. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's, I think, the strip joint.
Is it still around?
It must still be around.
I don't know. I don't freak with those places.
I don't either.
And so Adam being getting all spicy at the Yellow Rose, when he got in the Uber to go home, he left his glasses and his phone. Was there a girl in there with you?
No,
okay.
No, but I remember the Uber driver then came back.
She wanted to
date me. Of course. You're like, wow, this guy forgot his phone, his glasses, and he's got Tourette's. Winner.
Anyway, so when you lost your phone, I was like, oh, yeah. Reminds me of the Yellow Rose. You left it in the Uber. Yeah. Anyway, but they're mailing it back to you, so that's good.
I did want to say one thing about Beck is then he did take us, because I asked him, because I'd gotten the tour of his museum, but he said, I have some new stuff, so I'd love for you to show, because Mitch would love to see it.
Yeah.
And he spent almost an hour with us in his museum.
That's cool.
I mean, you're talking draft of the Constitution.
No.
You're talking like, all kinds of stuff from Lincoln, Mary Todd's, morning dress. I mean, just all this insane movie stuff. He's got the whole ship from Ben-Hur, the actual model that they used in the movie. It's got Cecil Bill DeMille, the B. DeMille's megaphone for, action.
Wow.
All this crazy stuff.
I'd like to see it. So next time you're on there, I would like to go with you. Take me, your wife, as opposed to Pilot Maverick.
Well, you can be in the back and we'll fly up there.
I'm used to being in small, dangerous aircrafts.
It's not dangerous. And we go up really high and it's pressurized.
And
you can
take
Annette
and Jimmy too. We'll all go.
We can. Oh, that's all true. Right. We could all go.
That would be
easy. Yeah. Be a big posse. I mean, it's still about me doing the show, but okay. Let's have it just be for everybody else.
Oh, I just have a few more things. You want to thank some people?
Yeah, we can do that. That's okay. A good idea. Let's just talk to these cork soakers.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Soaking away, everybody.
Soaking away.
We'd like to hear from those cork soakers now.
Yes. You okay? Yeah. What's wrong? What happened? What happened? What did you say? What's wrong?
Awesome. Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Well, now I feel like whatever I have to say pales in comparison.
I just saw a donation come through. That's all.
No, okay. Does it count for this episode or is it? No, it has to be for the next episode then.
I don't know.
No. The cutoff is I do the spreadsheet.
Okay.
No. Is it timely? Does it need? What is the wow bit?
Because I'm surprised by it and it's very generous. Okay.
Let's keep that in abeyance for next week. Okay. People will be like freaking out. Like, wow, what was that? First of all, I want to apologize to Sir David Foley.
Oh.
He did boost us 33 sats, and somehow it was on the spreadsheet, but I think somehow it snap scrolled past it. And he said, he just wanted to know if the donation came through. He said, if you donate and it's missed, is that a broken cork?
That was
an interesting concept. I like that.
He gave me some feedback on our first newsletter, which I appreciate.
We love David.
We do love David. Yeah.
We have a combo of people who have donated Satoshis, and which we appreciate.
Thank you, everybody. We so appreciate it.
We truly do.
I mean, feel the love.
It's amazing. So we are providing some kind of value because people are sending it back. Isn't that a cool feeling?
And so many people tell me how much they enjoy because they just want something lighthearted and want to laugh. And so we expose our lives and just laugh at our expense.
Yes, exactly. Laugh at us and pay us for the pleasure. It's great.
Value for value.
Value for value, indeed. Yes. So, two ways to do it. We absolutely accept PayPal fiat fund coupons. Go to currentthekeeper.com. We have a donate page that explains everything. But if you really want to be in the cutting edge with all the cool kids, you get one of those fancy ass podcast apps, the brand new ones. Leave your leg. You might not even be using a podcast app. A lot of people just play it from the page.
Yeah.
No, people, get a podcast app. So you too can say, you know, I'm hip, I'm modern, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Yeah. Fountain, Podverse. I mean, there's a lot of them that do it now.
And if you donate with Satoshis, you get 1.5 times the value.
Which counts towards your sippy cups. I know.
I'm detecting sense of disdain.
I was like, and it's almost like, you know, if you support NPR, you get a tote bag. If you support NPR more, you get two tote bags. You know, it's like...
Baby, like the people, cups. The Vineyard Nation has spoken.
Yeah. So we'll kick it off, and so we have it in order of size, and we really appreciate it. I mean, there's no commercials or anything. You don't have to skip around for any of that. This is purely just value for value, love for love. We also accept all kinds of stuff through the P.O. box. That's also on our donate page.
1849.
Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. And also our executive producer, we have one executive producer for this episode, Stephen Page, who comes in with $150, which is a tremendous amount of value. We really appreciate that.
So lovely. And Stephen is the one who sent us the Kratom.
Which we still have not.
We have not opened the little bottles yet. No.
Now, did he have a note to go with this?
Yes.
I saw a note.
Hi, Tina and Adam. We have been enjoying the podcast. I and Heidi figure I would get around to donating and a possible review of the Upkeep Kratom. Just trying out product and feedback, being a small startup, not asking for product endorsement in time if the money rolls
he
in.
He sells this? I didn't realize. Okay, so what's it called? It's called Upkeep Kratom?
That's what he says, the review of the Upkeep Kratom. The
Upkeep Kratom, okay. Give us a website, Stephen, so we can promote that.
As of late, going through a rough patch and have been out with the unions 4 times in short duration. That doesn't pay the bills. Oh, we will keep you in our prayers. So have been having to drive OTR and relied on the Kratom sales to pay bills, just relying on people to pay me in a timely manner. Oh, for sure. We need the
URL, bro, so we can help out with that.
I just started working for a company that I was fired from back in December 2019 that wrote a letter to the union to never rehire me. I came down with COVID with a 103 fever that I totally shut down. Heidi had asked me to call off that day. I didn't tell the boss I was sick. koof shame, and the next day in the ER after Heidi demanded I go. So I'm trying to redeem my reputation. Hopefully they have a short-term memory.
Oh, man.
As for the review, I would like to market the product at Alt Products Convention in September of this year in Vegas. Maybe get lucky and find a new investor or a company wanting to market it. Oh, for sure.
Or that could just happen through this show. You know, people listen. People might, there might be someone out there who wants to help.
Thank you guys for letting us be a part of your life. You see a lot of similarities in mine and Heidi's relationship. She also makes lists. Hello. Ding, ding.
And checks it twice. Bell, bell. Gonna see, find out who's been naughty or nice.
I need a bell. I need my own bell.
Okay, I got a bell.
Okay. LOL, driving, food, etc. And Adam, the hearing aids, I'm slowing getting adjusted to the Widex 330s.
Oh, good ones.
Yeah. Tend to give a tunnel effect. I'm upgrading to the 440s that cancel wind, but have the mics shut off only during the fractional sound. Tiniest sucks. Probably tinnitus.
Yes. Yeah.
You can edit what you want for the I just read it all.
Well edited.
Stephen, thank you. I met Stephen and Heidi at the Chicago Keat Up.
Yeah, okay.
Keat Up. Keep Up. Not
Stephen and Heidi. Please let us know what URL we can put into the show notes.
Yeah, for
Next year, producer credit. And thank you so much.
And you know what? Yeah, and I will push it along on social media as
I know
well.
You will.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have our first of two associate executive producers with 233,333 sats.
Wow.
Sir Ulfgar, Knight of the OC.
Oh.
And he says, thanks for this wonderful podcast. I've been praying for Adam to be saved for years.
Does he need to be decanted? I don't recognize
Well, we're going to, just in case we...
You've been decanted.
I've been praying for Adam to be saved for years. Praise God for that answered prayer.
Aw, that's Amen. Lovely.
I've been inspired by you both to share my faith online and have started a podcast with my friend Austin, a new Christian.
Nice.
Look at what's happening here.
Yeah.
It's called Faithful Dialogues, and it's centered around him asking me questions about God, Christianity, faith, and the Bible. I think I'm set up to accept sats with the Fountain app, so check it out.
Nice.
There's a link in there. I'll make sure that carries through to the show notes. Faithful Dialogues.
If you need any help, let me know. Email me at tina@curry.com.
Tina is doing consultancy.
I'm available for consulting.
Yeah. she just wants to split in your value block.
Exactly.
That's all. Just give her 5% in the value block.
5%.
What's wrong with that? That's a good amount.
Okay. Your voice got really high there.
It's because I'm trying to defend something. Second associate executive producer is Paul Webb with $50. I think did Paul come in with any notes on the PayPal? I don't remember if he had anything.
Let me see. Hold on. You can't pull those down?
Yeah, I checked and you said you might have gotten an email. That's why. No, you don't have to look at the PayPal because I look there.
Hold
but
on.
Did you have a note from Paul Webb? Oh. I thought when we went through our pre-production meeting, you said you had a note from Paul Webb. So I'm just going to keep talking
until you pick it up.
And you've...
Oh, yes.
Oh, there it is.
There's no note.
Yes, there's no note. Okay.
This is a full-time job.
I'm sweating. Are you sweating? I'm sweating from this. Give me some more of that juice. Thank you. 3333 from Nance Johnson. We appreciate it. Nance, Katie Trimble.
Wait, Nance had
Excuse me. That's for me. What you just poured there. That's not for you.
Yeah. Oh, here.
Thank you.
Wait, Nance had a message. We got to get this together because we are not.
We are making a lot of noise, aren't we?
Okay, hold on.
You got to get it together.
In the evening.
That's all she said? Hold on a second. Where is it? Where's my in the evening?
In the evening!
There it is.
In the evening from Nance Johnson in the mountains of Western North Carolina. 100%.
100%. Wow.
I love
trying
that.
Trying to hurt me.
She wants to try and set something up with a reoccurring donation on PayPal. So we have to figure that out.
I think you can do that yourself. You can set it up as a recurring donation.
Yeah.
When you make the donation, you can say it has a box, make this recurring, but I'll check.
Okay. I got to say, I got to organize this differently because I see that you need support. So I will do that.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Okay.
I know. And Tina's also like right before the podcast, I forgot to go to the post office.
I had an impromptu lunch with my friend Brandy.
I know. It was so important.
She's so lovely. I love Brandy.
I know. Anyway. And then you had hours in between that, but okay.
I was, okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Do you feel bad? Just a little.
No, not at all.
2533 from Katie Trimble. Thank you very much, Katie.
Yes,
we appreciate that.
Thank you,
that.
Katie. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
38,888 Satoshis from Pastor Jimmy.
Oh.
Who repents properly.
Oh, I heard, yes.
I must, this is his note. You can read it publicly on Fountain, which is great. I must publicly apologize to Mr. Adam Curry for throwing him under the old school tour bus on my podcast. I must also confess to being a fast driver due to racing motocross and my dad buying my first car, a 1969 Chevelle SS. By the way, he won't stop talking about that car.
God, a little spoiled, aren't you, Jimmy?
I mean,
to get that kind of car.
I gotta tell you, that car is your first car. I mean,
that's a sexy car.
I'd like to have that car now.
Me too. I mean,
really? You like old?
My first car was a 1976 Monte Carlo, 2-door, red,
sexy. Yep.
Although,
did you have the feelers? You did the spinning rims with the feelers on it?
No, but I paid $1,800 for it in 1980, so it was only 4 years old. And I remember driving it, and I went over a bridge, and the whole dash fell down.
What? It just fell down. It just collapsed. No wonder it was $1,800. Now we know why.
But it was sexy. It was a sexy car.
So if I could find a 1969 Chevelle SS, I could buy that so we both could drive. You drive that?
For sure, yeah.
You are so badass. Yeah. You surprised me.
Sure. Hey, I fly in a plane with you, don't I? In turbulence.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just don't ruin the dash of our 69 Chevelle SS.
Make it happen. Jimmy will be so jealous.
After that, he says, I was completely addicted to speed behind the wheel of a car. Adam, I'm sorry for whining about your kind and melancholy driving habits. Well, I showed you today, didn't I? I got a warning. I got a warning. You, sir, are far nicer behind the wheel than I am. I didn't even notice when he was driving fast. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes.
Dame Slamy comes in with $10 on the PayPal. Thank you very much, Dame Slamy. Sir Black Sommelier.
Wait, she has a note.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Happy anniversary from Dame Slamy and Bastrop. Thanks for setting up PayPal. My husband, Sir Dudechink, won't let me near the BC wallet, Bitcoin wallet, for good reason. Yeah. Love the show. Here's to many more happy years. Cheers. Thank you so much,
Amy. Thank you, Dame Slamy.
Yeah.
Then we got 33,444 sats from Sir Black Sommelier. Not quite sure who gets to claim that, but here's the note. To those who are still recovering from the turmoil of watching your donation status get back set back to zero.
I bet you that's Brian
probably.
Whining about it.
I would like to encourage you to keep the faith. You have not been forsaken, for there is but one man who would never turn his back on you. And with that, I'd like to thank him and say, in the evening to you, my friend on the other end, the man who put the C in currency, Mr. John C. Dvorak.
Oh.
Do I have to get decanted? If so, make it a switcheroo and give it to Sir Brian with an I. He's my favorite. Okay, we'll decant.
You've been decanted. In the evening.
Yeah. And what needs an in the evening?
And Brian was whining about it. I go, dude, I'll give you a couple wine glasses just so you'll shut up.
What a baby. Funny, though. So I keep telling him he's funny.
He is funny.
He should do something with that.
He is.
Ah, there's our comics or blogger, 33,015 Satoshis. Dearest tender Tina and attentive Adam. The drinker cast blossoms into a show brimming with the light and love of divine breath. Facebag may have struck across the bow of Google with its llama leak, but we must consider 1 Corinthians 13:6 and resist the schadenfreude of seeing tech giants fall to their own hubris. Comics Review blogger citing his own version of scripture is new.
Wow.
If you cherished cork soakers are wondering what on earth this boostagram is leading to, well, the answer is, of course, a shameless plug of the AI.cooking podcast. Yo, CSB and Gwoof. I do the info at podcastindex.org, you know, to kind of triage for Dave. We're a small outfit.
Yes.
And I got a senior writer from Wired. What do you know about how many AI podcasts are there? You know, and I'm like, first of all, you know, do you know that we're even just like a small donation based outfit? I kind of said that, but said here's a search, you know, and I could show him this like 70 or whatever. But I said, clearly, from everything we're seeing, the number one favorite podcast is AI.cooking. So I hope that they reach out to him.
Oh, that's really cool, babe. I love that.
And so what does that mean? I said, well, it's a fan favorite. I can't help it. It's just what I hear from everybody.
That's
what everyone wants to listen to.
I love that.
Vincent Farrell gave us $5.55 on the PayPal.
Yes,
thank you very much, Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
18,765 sats from Ryan Tierney. Did you not have a note from Ryan? I have a note here. Tina and Adam, I just listened to episode 39 and was annoyed to hear PayPal skimmed a few bucks off my $50 donation.
Oh.
Well, that's how it goes. But on the plus side, as you can see, it prompted me to bite the bullet and figure out how to send you sats. Yes.
Thank you.
Hopefully I did this right. You did. You did, Ryan. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate that. A boob donation, 808 Satoshis from KSupke97. Just says boost, boost, boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
Gene Everett, 3333. Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Gene. S. Travis with 3333. Love the show. Thank you for doing it weekly. You're welcome.
I don't think that's new, S. Travis.
I don't think so. I don't know. Oh, man, this is bad.
I know.
So sorry. We'll decant S. Travis just in case.
You've been decanted.
Then we got, let me see. Let me read this. I don't know if there's a user number. It's from Fountain. Tina and her keeper, thank you for the show. First boost test. Adam, been praying for you since 2010-ish. Oh, man.
Wow.
A lot of people have sent this to me. I've been praying for you for 10 years. It's so nice. Your opening of your heart to the Lord has a blessing and wonderful to hear how you're touching lives for him. Let's all keep praying for John. Absolutely. John sometimes has weird little, well, I'm a lapsed Catholic.
Yeah, you know, he just may not be as public about it. It's okay.
It's possible. Tina, be blessed and stay strong. The Lord loves you so much. Never met either of you, but love you both. Dog sledder, sales trainer, follow the Most High, Tim at the Retired Sled Dog Podcast.com.
Wow.
The Retired Sled Dog Podcast. That sounds fun. Oh, Pod Father. Thank you for podcasting. You bet, ma'am.
That's intriguing.
My pleasure. Shelly Carpenter, boosting again because I saw Tina's newsletter. Whatever kind of glasses she wants should be given. I am Team
Thank
Tina.
Thank you, Shelly. Thank you, Shelly. We're in the lead.
So she had another boost to go with that. Adam and Tina, this is my first time boosting. I think giving Satoshis. Yes, ma'am. We are converting people. I love it. I hope I'm doing it right. I just love y'all's podcast, and your laughter and love for each other is a breath of fresh air.
A breath of, say that again.
Wow. I'm trying to just look. Okay. I got Tourette's, a sliss, I spill.
You're a hot mess.
I'm a hot mess. But you know what? Tonight we can do? We can have sausage.
Okay.
I've listened since episode one, baby, and have loved hearing about your faith journey. I've been a believer since my youth. I'm 38 now. So hearing your experience has been an encouragement. It only gets better. I'm excited for your weekly shows and look forward to boosting again soon. Thank you very much, Shelly. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Shelly. I'm connected with her on Instagram, too.
And thank you all very much for supporting Curry and the Keeper. We really appreciate it. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. We have a donate page. You can also subscribe to the newsletter. We'll tell you what's coming up, what we're going to do, and we'll remind you to donate in the newsletter, which is basically what a newsletter is for. It's one of the best things ever.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We really, really, really appreciate it.
It really warms our heart. We so appreciate it. More than anything, I love that you laugh with us. I love that. Yeah.
And as always with value for value, it's whatever is valuable to you. The number is of your value. Yeah. It can just be actually the number. Sometimes the number is what.
Could be a $7 bottle of Costco wine.
Those are actually really quite good.
This is very good.
Those are quite good.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes.
And I do want to say that, you know, Jimmy and Annette, stop pushing with the live stuff. We'll get to it when we're ready. They want us to do live.
We got to go live first.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. But that's a real commitment because, you know, now you got to do it at kind of the same time, like Wednesday night, like 7 o'clock. We have to like get ready and be sitting down and doing it. Yeah. And I think that's Nick the Rat slot.
Oh,
so we may have to ask if he'll go a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can't bump him. He's already got it. So we'll just have to go early. Well, earlier.
Well, you know, I'm the Podfather.
Okay.
Let me see if he's on now. Let me see. I have a way to check.
I am the Podfather, so we're bumping it, Nick. You're out of here, dude. Let me see.
Is he on now?
He's subscribed to the newsletter.
No. It's Wednesday. Oh, no, that's the 17th. No. Sir Spencer
Today's
and Dame.
Today's not the 17th. Today's the 24th.
No, so they're doing a repeat of bowl after bowl. We may be good. We may be in the clear. Yeah, after.
And so once we kind of get going with that, then we'll do the show with Annette and Jimmy.
What this is all going to lead to, don't you?
No.
It's leading to something that Jimmy and I have to do together. Podfather and the Preacher. I mean, there's something in our future.
And Annette and I, two girls,
one God. Why am I even wasting my time with you? You know, you got to do your thing with Annette and...
What?
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Gosh, my feelings are hurt.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No. No, but what I'm saying is...
That was not nice.
It was just a joke.
Repent.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Can we, by the way, before we leave this episode, can we just talk about how fantastic our dog Phoebe is?
I have a couple things, yes.
Talk to me. What you got?
I do have Phoebe, the super insect.
Well, the scorp killer.
Yes. Well, not scorp killer. She's scorp. She finds them. Finds them.
Well, so what happens
hunter,
is
scorp hunter. Scorp,
so we're literally sitting on the couch. Were we watching?
We've
TV?
Had four scorpions in our house in a week.
Four scorpions, one very fast walking spider.
Yes. And four scorpions in a week.
Yeah. And this happened Sunday night, the last one. So we're on the couch. We're watching TV. We're watching TV. Watching something.
Probably Succession.
Which no, happened. Mrs. Maisel. We're watching okay. Mrs. Maisel. And Phoebe will get up from a dead sleep. She'll pop up and she'll go, and we'll know. She's like, and she'll be bouncing her nose off the ground. And that means she's found a scorpion.
And I'm like, no. And I scare her because I want her to get away from it because I don't want her to get bit.
And then maybe 15 minutes later, another one.
Yeah.
Which, and then I'm like, you know, maybe you want to call the pest control. And I came back Monday. I said, hey, did you call the pest control? Oh, no, I forgot. Who are you? You used to be up on the chair. A scorpion. It was like you had the lights on all night. You know, you were spraying lavender everywhere.
We check underneath the sheets.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to pull your covers all the way back.
Yeah, you do.
Because scorpions like to get in your bed.
They get in the bed, yeah.
Yes. But now I'm not even afraid of them. Like, oh, Adam, there's one. Can you go step on it? Where before I used to, like, jump on a chair.
Yeah, be afraid. But it's an amazing skill she has.
I know.
And then we were asleep.
Oh, yeah.
And she kicked up a bark that neither of us had heard. We're like, something's out
Yeah, something's out.
And so I get my flashlight. I get my
your gun.
My
and
gun.
You walk out in your Tommy John's underwear.
I did. And my UGG shoes. And
it was a sight for sore eyes, babe.
So I'd be like, hey, man, I'm not afraid of the gun, like, but those Tommy John's, like, they're scary.
That's my man right there, sexy dude.
I was wondering if you were watching me.
Oh, I saw it.
I was holding my gun the way Mike taught me with the flashlight, you know, like kind of like the cops do it. I'm like, you know.
No, I noticed the underwear and the Uggs and the t-shirt. I was like, damn, I want him.
I went out there. I'm not afraid. I went out with my flashlight.
You were not afraid. Like,
I have a gun. So,
is that what you said?
No, of course not.
I have a gun.
No.
So your hand is over one.
Yeah, you keep it kind of like this, a little bit close towards you in the flashlight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike taught you that?
Yeah, it also has an infrared dot. So, you know, that's the scariest. If you see that dot on your head.
Oh.
Yeah.
A dot?
A red dot on your head. You're like, oh, I'm going to walk away.
No.
But there was nothing out there. There must have been some kind of animal.
But when she was barking like that, which was an unusual bark, and I opened the door, she was at the window and she in your studio, and she was barking towards the window.
Something
so
was
she
there.
Heard something. So, but no, honey, you looked awesomely sexy going out
Tommy
there like
Jones,
that.
I just realized how lame that must have looked.
With your eyes.
Without
and
my
your
glasses.
White legs.
Without my glasses. I'm like, I can't see you, but I'm going to shoot you.
But no, that's definitely Phoebe. It was sexy, baby. Uh-huh. It's like burned in my eyes.
Yeah, I bet it
burned
is.
In
yeah.
my eyes.
I can't unsee it.
I'm just like, wow. And you were gone for a while. I'm like, where is
because he? Because I wanted to make sure no one was sitting behind the gate or anything. I just wanted to make sure. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
Yeah, no,
it's
I know.
A weird time.
The only other thing I have is.
Oh, man, that made me. Really made me laugh. Yes.
The last thing I have on my list is Succession. We've been watching Succession, which is we really like that show.
I do like the show.
It's on what show? Is it on HBO?
HBO, yeah. It's almost over.
To be Max.
Is it the last one next
one
week?
More.
Yeah.
And so if you don't watch Succession, I'm a spoiler alert, you can turn the show off now, but I'm going to say the father, the patriarch of the family, Logan Roy, dies like three sessions in, and Adam Okay, we have one more in this season's over. Adam to this day is like, he's still alive.
He's gonna pop out of the coffin.
And they're having the funeral procession. He's like, he's gonna pop out of the coffin. Okay. He's gonna pop out.
I've now changed the last. So this is supposed to be the last episode next week. The last one of all.
He's gonna pop out of the.
No. It's gonna end, and however it's gonna end, you know, whoever will be the CEO, and whatever's gonna happen to Shiv and Kendall and Rome, and then it'll be a pullout, and you'll see Logan Roy looking through the curtains from the high rise. Yeah, I'm telling you.
No.
Telling you. And Michelle Obama's going to run for president. Can you just believe me? Can you just believe me?
Big Mike 2024.
I love this show. I love doing it with you, darling.
Oh, I love you.
And I love you.
Yeah.
And
see you here next week.
It's always good to get to talk to you.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, nice seeing
you. We should talk more often.
Yeah, we should. Maybe tonight.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you more.
I love you most.
No, there you go. See you next week, everybody.
In the evening.